With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Mike Jones. We're going to have some fun today with my guest. He is WWE's Mr. Money in the Bank. Big E, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Well, there's so much I want to talk to you about, E. And the first thing, I was just thinking about this right before you called. The New Day yell. I'm sure you get people all over everywhere that see you. They ask you to do it. What has been the most inappropriate place? Like, has it happened at a restaurant, at church? I know there are some stories.
I would probably say it's got to be like an airport bathroom. You know, just having someone come in at 5 in the morning, you know, when you're headed home. That's probably the weirdest spot anyone's asked me. My wrestling gimmick. You know, when you're groggy and you just got the urine out of you, probably not the most appropriate time, you know.
Listen, dude, I'm just trying to get some coffee. I'm just trying to get home for a day and go right back on a plane. Please. Is this happening right now? Is it really?
Exactly. It's a little strange. That's all.
Dude, but it's, you know what? It's a part of the life of being a WWE superstar. And not just that, but also you're Mr. Money in the Bank now. You get the spotlight on you every week on SmackDown and for years with the New Day, the podcast, the comic book. I mean, dude, do you ever sit back and think about, oh my God, this is my everyday life. It's unbelievable.
You know, when you put it like that, it is pretty cool. I am grateful. Don't get me wrong. We definitely spent a lot of time thinking about all that we've been able to accomplish as a trio and everything. And we're very, very grateful. You know, we have been able to do some things. And not just like you said, I think the in-ring stuff is so rewarding and a ton of fun. But we're also very proud of the fact that we have this comic book. We have the booty elves. We've been able to do so many odd, nonsensical things outside of the confines of the ring. And that's always what we wanted to do, you know, and I think that's a big part of being a WWE superstar is being able to entertain people on screen and in the ring too, but also getting your brand across in different ways. So it's really been a magical ride, and getting to do it with two guys that I honestly consider brothers. We're family. We still talk and text all the time. I couldn't ask for more.
And the great thing about that, too, E, is like you said, not just in the ring, but you can, you know, WWE is so supportive of everyone and everything they do that you can branch and grow and, you know, turn this, your wrestling career, into your whole life for as long as you keep it going. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, man. That's the goal, honestly. That's the dream. So, you know, we still have more work to do. That's the thing. As appreciative as I am of all the years, the past 7-8 years as a collective, we still are adding to our resume. We still have a lot more work to do. And that's what I love about those guys and their mentality is there's never an I made it moment or it's time to coast or rest on our laurels. It's always about trying to get to that next step, trying to get over that hump, trying to accomplish something beautiful. So we all have that mentality, and I love those guys for it.
Well, that's a good segue then, E, because I want to go back to Money in the Bank a couple weekends ago where you had the spotlight. You climb up to the top of that ladder after everyone in that match. You guys all beat the crap out of each other. I don't know how Kevin Owens is even walking after he was thrown through that ladder, but you're climbing up there. You grab the briefcase. What's going on in your mind at that moment? Because you know this is career-changing, life-changing. This is it for you.
Man, it's really an incredible moment. For me, you know, even 2 weeks later, still thinking about it, I still get goosebumps. And like you said, man, Kevin is a maniac. I don't know how he is able to do the things he does and continue to move and keep wrestling. But yeah, man, I think for me, what made that moment special is winning the briefcase and knowing that you have this world title opportunity around the corner is incredible in and of itself. But I think what also made that moment so special for me was knowing that I was in the ring with 7 other really incredible performers that match I thought was excellent, was really incredible. And I think all that really set the table for that moment. You know, if we had a lackluster match or people weren't invested, it wouldn't mean as much. It just wouldn't have. But because the match was so good and the people, the fans there were so behind me, it makes that moment truly special. And for me, that's really what makes the most special moments in wrestling are because of the fans. And it can sound cliche, it can sound corny, and I know we were doing the best we could during the Thunderdome era, having our fans there virtually, but there's just nothing like having that live fan reaction. When you look back at Daniel Bryan's run several years ago, it's really the fans. That's what I remember, is the fan reaction and people all chanting yes, or Kofi Mania. Mm-hmm. And losing their minds for him becoming a world champion, sending videos of themselves crying, tears of joy. That's the beauty of our industry. That's the beauty of what we do here. And, yeah, the fans that were really honestly made that – they made that moment so special for me.
And it's pretty incredible, too, E, that, like, this is within your first year being a solo competitor now. Like, you guys, as the New Day, had so many accolades, so many tag titles and everything else. But now – you winning Money in the Bank and also being an Intercontinental Champion. Let's not forget that. I mean, in this time, it's Money in the Bank, Intercontinental Champion, and solo match at WrestleMania. Like, those have to be the three biggest moments in your solo career right now.
You're right. You're right. It's, you know, it's funny when you contextualize it like that, because I still really feel like there's so much more room to grow as well. Like, I still have yet to have a world title match. I still yet to hold a world title. But yeah, it really has been a great year. And you know, for me, when Kofi and Woods gave me their blessings to go on this singles run, it really meant a lot to me to do something with it. I didn't want to be the guy that, you know, all right, here's the singles run, and it kind of peters out, or I don't really do anything with it, or I'm just the guy backstage just hanging out and doing segments. No, I took it seriously. I really wanted this run to still feel like me, to still have the levity that I love to bring to the ring and to what I do, but also this added layer of determination. Like, I am here because I have things I want to accomplish. And I want to be a world champion, and I want to have a great reign, and I want to do all these incredible things. So for me, it's really like I continually use this metaphor. For me, it's still, I still envision we have a New Day cave, and I go out during the day, and I pick the berries, and I get the fresh meat, and I bring it back to the cave, because still I feel like everything that I accomplish and everything that I do in this company is still under the guise and under the banner of the New Day, because I love those guys so much, and I still feel like everything we do from here on out, even though I'm on a different show, it adds to our legacy, it adds to our resume as a collective.
Absolutely, and E, I want to remind everyone that we're going to see you at SmackDown, coming back to Philly. WWE's returning to Philly at the Wells Fargo Center September 24th. And you can get your tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com to see Big E, Mr. Money in the Bank, and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and Bianca Belair and all the SmackDown superstars. It's going to be a great night, finally coming back to Philly. Now, I did want to ask you, since we're talking New Day, have you discussed being Mr. Money in the Bank with Kofi and Woods? And what I mean by that is, what if Kofi does win the WWE title, or he had, like, does he know, hey, I'm Mr. Money in the Bank, like, you're a target just like Roman Reigns would be?
Man, you know, we've discussed me being Mr. Money in the Bank and those guys being so proud of me, but man, we're such a tight-knit unit. Honestly, I would never fathom going after Kofi or Woods when, you know, for me, right now I'm on SmackDown and Roman Reigns is on SmackDown. It's me. He's the very top of our industry. That doesn't mean that I don't have my eye on Bobby Lashley, because, man, I certainly do, and he's had an incredible run too. But, you know, for me, it would never be about taking something away from Kofi so that I could stand atop him. Or same thing with Woods, you know. If Kofi's a world champion, man, what? Instead of like, oh, what happens if you go after Kofi for the world championship? What about the fact, let's think about the other option. What if Kofi's a world champion while I'm also world champion? That's so much better to me. That story just comes off so much better to me. And that is our goal, is to continue to add to our resume. So very nice try. Very, very, you worded it real well. You tried to drive a wedge, and you did it very well.
Listen, man, I'm not trying to get the New Day friction going. I'm just playing what if. I'm just playing what if, sir. Well, when you do cash in, it's going to come sometime within the next year. I've gotten to see it live in person one time. It is, the crowd goes nuts. It's electric. You've been there. You were there with Dolph Ziggler right there when he did it before. What's the feeling backstage? Like, do you guys go as nuts as we do in the crowd when that happens?
Oh, yeah. No, it's special, especially because, like, we're watching as fans just as you are. Like, we don't know, you know? So, yeah, it's, I will always look back to that moment, and I know it was still one of my earlier moments being on the main roster, but being ringside at the Izod Center the night after WrestleMania when Dolph cashed in, that was a special, special moment because I remember the pop for that was incredible. I remember the electricity in that. But man, like you said, there really is nothing like it. I hope every wrestling fan gets an opportunity to be there, to be present for something like that because it's something that people expect for months and months and they're so excited for. And it can come out of nowhere. And I love that concept. And I love that's what the Money in the Bank holder, whether it be a man or a woman, I love that just at any moment you can cash in and all your wrestling dreams can come true in that instance. So, yeah, man, I'm excited because I know that moment's going to be real special.
Well, maybe we'll see you cash in a couple weeks at SummerSlam, or maybe we'll see you at the Wells Fargo Center when WWE's back in Philly. And reminding everyone again, Big E, to get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. So we could see a cash in on Money in the Bank. It can happen anytime. Two things before we go. Two things I need to ask you about. Number one, Our Heroes Rock. I think it's an awesome project, and it looks like it's going in the right direction. Can you tell everyone what Our Heroes Rock is all about?
Oh, man, thank you so much for asking. So Our Heroes Rock is it's an animated short film that we're working on right now. We actually established a Kickstarter for it, and we is me, Jonathan Davenport, and Andreas Hale. Both my friends, really good friends, I consider like family, honestly, but those guys are incredibly talented. But anyways, we want to tell the story of Ruby Bridges, who was a six-year-old black girl in New Orleans in 1960 who integrated an all-white school. And we want to use hip-hop. We're using animation, 3D animation. We have Rhapsody, who, in case you don't know, she's a two-time Grammy nominee. Eric the Architect, who is one of the best hip-hop producers on the planet, is on board, too. So right now we're in production, and it's gone incredibly well. But we have the song. We have a script we love. We're working on storyboarding right now, and we're so excited about this. And what we want to do is we wanted to use this as a vehicle. So we're making the short film. And hopefully, our hope is to establish a series so that we can tell more of these stories of just all these incredible, whether they be black politicians, actors, authors, inventors, just these stories that aren't told enough. And we want to tell it in an engaging way. The metaphor that I've used, that I've loved, is I remember when I was a kid and my parents needed me to take medicine or vitamins, and they would ground them up and they put them in the applesauce and mix it around in the applesauce, and I'd eat the applesauce and have this delicious applesauce without even really realizing that I got the nutrients that I needed. And that's our hope with this project, is that you watch, it's engaging, it's fun, you got this jingle, and you walk away having learned something. You have the nutrients, the information that you need, whether you be young or old. And, it's really been our passion project. It's something that we have just absolutely loved working on, and we can't wait to bring the story. So hopefully in the next few months, hopefully very, very soon, we'll have this out. But it's really honestly been a labor of love. So thank you for asking. Honestly.
Absolutely, man. No, that's a really cool project. The fact that you get to be the leader of it as Etor, I think that's great that you're going to do those voiceovers and everything. I love stuff like that. Learning in not a textbook, standard way. It's education, but it's also a fun way to do it.
Exactly. And I think a lot of times, too, when people feel that the message is pedantic or I'm hitting you over the head with a civics lesson, I think a lot of times people are resistant to showing up or to engaging. But when you make it fun, when you make it something like we all have, people my age at least often have fond memories of the Magic School Bus or, a lot of the educational programs we watch as kids that didn't feel heavy. They didn't feel like educational shows. And that's our hope, too.
And everyone, you can see what it's all about if you go on ourheroesrock.org or on Twitter at ourheroesrock. It's a great thing. So everyone, I encourage you to check it out and watch out for it in the next couple months. And the last thing, you guys were on the New Day podcast. I need to hear this story. You're talking about the locker room in Kansas City tickling people's feet. Can you tell us that story, please?
So it's real ridiculous. We have the arena in Kansas City is really cool, but for some reason, in the male talent locker room, there's a door that opens up and it allows you to access the stands. So it's just like a little door. It looks like a broom closet, but when you open it up, you see, it's not a big space by any means, but you see a few levels of fans. You can actually see like fans' feet. You can see the feet, their signs. They might have their drinks on the bleachers. So one of the things that we enjoy doing, because we're children in adult bodies, but one of the things that anytime we were in Kansas City, and I was real bummed that I wasn't on the Kansas City show, but Woods did vow to me that he did move some people's signs around and touch some feet. But well, that's one of the things that we like doing is we'll just get there during the showtime, obviously when I'm not out there, but I'll open that door and I'll just find, I don't know, something innocuous, because I don't like mean-spirited ribs. So I'm not trying to do, pull a prank that costs anyone any kind of, like, real pain or misfortune or anything like that. But so we would essentially just open that door maybe around 8, 9 o'clock, make sure the show's underway, where people are paying attention, and we might move a couple signs. We might play with some people's feet. It sounds real weird when I actually describe it, but it's actually a lot of fun. We do that for a few, a couple minutes, and then and be on our way. We're not trying to torture people the entirety of the show, but just a couple, like, hey, what is happening right now? We just want to plant seeds of confusion and then never address them again. So that's our hope, is that over the years, a few people who've gone to shows in Kansas City, if you had, you felt a weird sensation, if you felt like your sign had moved or someone moved your beverage, that was the new day. So you're welcome.
So anyone listening in Kansas City, if you felt it, that was E or Kofi or Woods. So you weren't imagining things. It actually happened. Well, Big E, dude, this has been a lot of fun today. And I want to remind everyone, number one, SummerSlam in a couple weeks on Peacock. Definitely see that. And WWE's coming back to Philly Friday, September 24th, Wells Fargo Center. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We might see Mr. Money in the Bank cash in on the head of the table that night, or whoever's the Universal Champion. So definitely get your tickets again at Ticketmaster.com. E, this was great, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.